you know, the negative ratings and the whole domino effect of lost commerce. It just snowballs. We also need your listeners to contact friends and family members in other states and push the issue. Make sure people are aware. The Postal Service is going to continue to act the way that they feel like acting, as they have been, unless and until Congress stops them. Unlike a lot of other campaigns, an uprising of the populace isn't going to immediately solve this problem. But an uprising of the populace in which they demand their leaders lead, and they demand that their elected representatives hold the Postal Service and the Postmaster General accountable to restore the Postal Service to the service that it is for the American people, then we can do something.
All right. We've run out of time. Thanks very much, Daniel Cortez, political director of the Oregon American Postal Workers Union.
Thank you very much for having me, and have a wonderful day.
And that does it for Labor Radio this Monday and every Monday from 6 to 6:30, the only program of its kind of the working class, for the working class, by the working class in Oregon or Southwest Washington. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline. Thanks to our engineer, Danielle Parks. This is Jamie Partridge.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
You can help KBOO end the spring membership drive early. Donate right now and be entered into the Spring Membership Drive sweepstakes. One lucky KBOO supporter will win a prize package that includes a 6-month VIP pass to the Crystal Ballroom that allows you and a guest entry to every show, even if it's sold out, as well as access to the VIP viewing area. A 1-week artist residency at Southwestern Lodge in Seaview, Washington on the Long Beach Peninsula, $200 in gift certificates to the Portland Saturday Market, and 10 treatments at Working Class Acupuncture. For every $15,000 we raise between now and May 5th, we will remove one day from the spring membership drive, which will be from May 6th through May 16th. Thank you for your early support. All the funds raised during this time will be applied to the spring membership drive goal of $95,000. A donation is not required to enter the sweepstakes. For more info, kboo.fm/2015springsweeps.
Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Good evening. This is Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. I'm Karen James. I visited the McLaren Youth Correctional Facility in Woodburn, where volunteer Juanita Garnow Olson works with the youth to help express their creative skills by beading. The youth named the group Beating the Odds. The group meets each Sunday at McLaren, where I met Juanita and watched as the talented youth designed and assembled their jewelry and artwork. Tonight you'll hear the voices of the McLaren youth as they interview each other about their creations from beads.
Hello everybody out there listening today. This is Ezekiel coming from McLaren Community Voice. I'm here with the Native Beading Group, and I have a youth here we're going to interview. Can you tell us your name?
My name is Griffin.
Griffin, so how long have you been in the group?
I've been in the group for around 4 months.
4 months, so how do you think this benefits you, and how does this benefit society?
Well, I really love beading. You know, it just makes you happy, and it's a fun thing to do. It keeps you busy here, which is important, because here at McLaren, things get boring sometimes, and you can make things for your family, which is cool, your friends. It's a really good experience for anyone who's doing it, and it's a hobby that you can use for the rest of your life.
It sounds great. Can you make any money, like make this as an income for people who might not have families to support them financially through this time?
Yeah, you can take them to local conventions where you can get your work sold, and you can make a profit off of it. And then also there are some guys that were here that sold them to some people on campus who work here. So you can make money off of it.
What's your favorite type of beading to do? Do you prefer making necklaces, bracelets, rosaries? Can you tell us a little bit in detail what you like to do and the type of beading you do?
Oh, my favorite thing to do is like wire work. I like making earrings, bracelets, necklaces, all those things. Those are my favorite things to make.
So exactly what have you made for your family through these 4 months you've been in the group?
Well, I've made a lot of things for my significant other, because that's like the main thing. So it's made her really happy. And then I've made some things for her family and my mother. Bracelets, lots of earrings, necklaces, a lot of stuff. That's the most of my stuff. That's where it goes.
Seems like you really care about your family, and I'm pretty sure they do appreciate the jewelry you make.
Yes, definitely.
So can you give us more in detail of like the type of bracelets, the material, the type of wire you use?
Yeah, so basically I use bicones, which are small Swarovski crystals, and I really like the color of them. You can get green, blue, yellow, like whatever, multicolors, and they really shine. And then I make a lot of things with those, and then other beads that kind of go in between them, and it turns out really nice. I've made a lot of earrings that have like small drops where there's a bunch of different beads, and they're really shiny and pretty. They turn out really good.
Thank you, Griffin. This is Ezekiel coming from McLaren Community Voice.
Hi, I'm Juanita Garno Olson, and I've been involved with the bead group down at McLaren for the past 2+ years now. Some years ago, I had a friend whose mother passed, and this woman was a huge inspiration to me, and she inspired me to get involved with volunteer work. And I wanted to do something with young people, and I love beads. So here I am. I felt a little uncertain at first about coming here, and after the first visit, I just felt so at home. I felt so welcomed. Since I have begun, we have really increased our stock of beads. And so it creates like a little store for the guys. If they come up with an idea, they want to make something, that we have things here, they can do that. They're always making things. I like to start the group with a meditation. And I do that because, first of all, all the native beaters that I've ever known have said that you must have goodness in your heart. There can be no anger or no negativity. And so meditation helps clear a person of any negative thoughts or feelings. And sometimes I just drum and don't say anything. Other times it's a guided meditation. And I just like to promote positive feelings and creativity and peace in everybody's heart. Deep, deep breath in. And exhale slowly. Deep breath in. And exhale. Imagine you are walking in the woods. You know you're heading to the river. And as you come down the hill, you see the river stretching before you. Stop a moment and take in the beauty, the sunlight glinting on the water. The sound of water, of this living river. You inhale the fresh air of hope, of confidence, knowledge and your place in the world. You inhale the positive.
and all the negative washes away in the river, rushing out to the ocean, where it is neutralized. And you are filled with peace and goodwill and creativity.
I'm here with Gustavo talking about his beading work. Gustavo, can you tell us what is your favorite part of beading?
To me, my favorite part is when I come to group, and usually in the beginning of the group, we meditate. And then, of course, I got to mention that we drink a lot of coffee here to get us up and ready to start beading. Usually what I bead, what I like to do is peyote stitch. I enjoy doing peyote stitch because I can put letters into it. I can make images within the whole bracelet, which I usually tend to do bracelets with peyote stitch.
What have you seen people do with the beading that they have done?
I've seen people do great things, amazing things, like create purses or these necklaces with a stone right in the center of it. I've seen some crazy designs created within like 3D sticking out almost out of the bracelets. It's incredible what you can do with just beads and a string and a needle.
I'm Pavel. We're here at Beading Group in McLaren, and I'm here with Joseph, and we're discussing how this group are benefit this community. I really like it because I get to practice creativity. I mean, I sometimes I look at the patterns and I'll see the pattern, but I don't want to use that specific pattern, and I kind of create my own style. How about you?
Well, I like to get ideas from books, magazines, and other people's projects and all that. And then I get my own ideas, and I love to see it come to life. It's really inspirational to see that, you know, I did that. You know, I can achieve whatever I put my mind to. So I think that's a good use of time and why you're up in here and all that. So it's all good.
Well, I'm pretty good with necklaces, bracelets, with peyote stitch, with working with the 16th of the inch of beads, which is really tiny. And I like check beads because they give you that quality of not just flat and perfect, but it has that more of a, because the beads are different sizes, so it creates that flow of the beading.
Well, I've been doing a lot more of like big projects and stuff, doing medicine bags and beading and attaching it onto the medicine bag, doing pouches. And we also have some vests that we've done, and we put like fur on it, and then we do some bead outline on it. I've helped out this one youth that a while ago, he made this really big bustle, and he had to bead a lot of beading work on it. And so I helped him out a little bit with that and got inspired to do something like that. So I like a lot of big scale stuff because it takes a lot of time, but when you're done, you're really proud of what you've done and completed.
Well, I've been selling some of my project, but mostly I've been concentrating lately on putting together a bunch of necklaces, bracelets, earrings to donate to Abby's Closet. And I sold a couple of things, and I give some of the projects I made, like little purses, to my little sisters, and a bracelet to my brothers, you know. So far it's been productive. I don't wear my own jewelry because, I don't know, I like to see somebody else wear it. For some reason, I enjoy it more when somebody else wear my jewelry that I made than actually wear it myself.
Yeah, I agree with that. And one of my mentors that came in and was talking to me, they had this couple that they were allergic to metal, so they didn't have a wedding ring. And so they asked me if I could do a wooden wedding ring for them. And I was like just blown away because I just made up a ring out of wood and a couple of hardwood, you know, purple heart and all that. And it looked pretty nice, and they asked me to do that. And so I'm really inspired to get as much knowledge and skills as I can so I can inlay stone into the wood project and make them a ring that they're going to have for the rest of their life. And I think for me to leave an impression upon them for the rest of their life is really powerful.
All right, cool. Well, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm here with Miguel, and we are going to be speaking about the project he is working on right now. Miguel, can you tell us about this?
I am working on a brick stitch bracelet.
Can you describe what it looks like to our audience?
So the bracelet I'm working on is a brick stitch zigzag pattern that it will be meant for older people that like to wear bracelets.
How long have you been in this group, and what is your favorite thing to do in here?
So I've been in this group since it started, and the best part about it is that I come and meditate, relax, and drink coffee.
Sounds like there's a lot of coffee to be drink. Can you elaborate on that?
There's a lot of coffee, with a strong coffee. We love the coffee. Yeah.
Thank you, Miguel, for your time.
You're welcome.
I'm here with
Wesley.
So what does this group mean to you?
It just means for me, like, be more, it helps give me like a sense of calmness when I'm able to do this. So
is it culturally related to you anyway?
It actually is. I'm part Blackfoot, so it's really meaningful in that sense as well. So
does your family know you do this?
My family does know I do this, yes. I talk to them every week and tell them what I'm working on.
What their input about this?
They think it's a really good idea. They agreed that, arts and crafts types activities, help, have like a sense of calming peace. So, they're really excited about that. So,
have you seen any personal changes since you started going to this group before and prior to that? Did they change your life, or did they influence your life at all?
Yeah, most definitely. I can definitely see like the change myself. I think I'm just like more humble now, and this group has helped me learn like a sense of patience, because you can't go quick with the things that you make. So if you want to make quality objects, you gotta just put the work into it. So. And that's what it is for me. It helps me control emotions and bring them back down to center myself.
Hello, my name is Gustavo. I'm here with McLaren Community Voice. I'm here with
Ezekiel.
So Ezekiel, what do you do? How do you participate within this class?
Well, I've only been involved in the Native Beating Group for about 2 months. And I'm still learning, but I'm mostly trying to focus on doing rosaries.
Oh, that's good to hear. What do you gain out of this?
Well, for me, it's a way of relaxation. It helps me relieve my stress. When I come in here, I feel like I'm creating something good with my hands, and the stuff I try to make, I just made my first rosary, but it's a practice one, but I'm gonna try to start making them and distribute them to my family who are religious, are Catholics, and yeah.
It sounds like you gain a lot out of this experience here in Native Beating. Can you let me know exactly what time you guys enter, what time you guys leave?
So Native Beating Group is every Sunday. It's from 3 to 5. It's sponsored by Hope Partnership and Janice Youth Project, I believe is the organization. But we had to give big, big thanks to Kathleen Fullerton, because she's the one that makes this all possible for us to come out and show our creativity and express our emotions through this jewelry or bracelets or peyote stitch or whatever you want to make in this class.
Do you know Kathleen Fullerton a lot?
Yes, I am involved in a lot of her groups.
What kind of groups does she have also besides Native Beating?
Well, she helps with the Aztec group. She helps with the radio journalism, where Carlos Chavez, another volunteer, comes in and helps us out. He's helping us with this radio journalism and how to interview people. She does Toastmasters, where they do public speaking, nonviolent communication. I'm also involved in that. Leadership, yoga, living yoga. She's brought many groups here, and she's continued to support the youth here and give us different options to get connected with the community.
So I'm Pavel. We're here at the Beating. And we're here with
Casey.
So Casey, how long you been in this group?
8 months at least.
What does this group do for you, or what do you think you get out of it?
It helps me like meditate and get off the unit, meet other individuals. And for me, I get out of it knowing that other people, they get the experience from learning new things. And me personally, I help another kid with his beating so he knows how to do it correctly, and those other people around him make amazing things, anywhere from earrings to necklaces to bookmarks, And this program is probably the most relaxing, in my opinion.
So what do you think this program or this group, why should it exist? How would it benefit people?
It should exist because, you know, a lot of people from different aspects of life just come here and intermingle. It doesn't matter if they're Hispanic, doesn't matter if they're white, black. They just come here and they intermingle, learn how to do one skill, and it expands the horizon about other cultures.
What exactly do you do? I mean, you said you're helping people, but where you learn all this? You knew it from before?
No. About 5 years ago is when I learned how to bead. And it's great because, you know, if I didn't know how to do this, it's kind of like in my blood. You know, it just brought out another artistic skill. And I know I could make money off of this. I know it's a great hobby to have. And other people use it to relax. Me, I use it to experience new things.
You mentioned different cultures. Can you expand on that?
Well, you have what we're doing is beading, and it translated from all different kinds. You know, there's the Native American beading. There's beadings that are in Africa. There's Chinese beading. You know, and we tend to bring all different kinds of beadings together. From doesn't matter what tribe you're from. Doesn't matter where you came from in the world, you would know how to do this, and it's good, a hands-on skill. Other cultures do it differently, and you learn how to do it their way, and you can teach them how to do it your way, and so they'll benefit, so you're expanding the horizon on this, the beading network.
If you just tuned in, this is Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland. You're listening to the voices from the McLaren Youth Correctional Facility as they talk about the jewelry, artwork, and designs they create with beads.
So Juanita, what happens to the money that's generated from the sales?
I'm glad you asked that. A portion of the money comes back into the group, Beating the Odds, but the majority of it goes to each individual's personal account. Some of the young men, as you might know, have restitution to make. Some even have child support. Many of them want to save money to go to school, and so this money goes to their accounts. So by purchasing jewelry that these young men have made, you're helping support them in their future. So for this year, my goal is getting more outside help. Getting more beaders from the community who might like to come in and teach what they know, and to let these young men know that people care about them and that they are important and that what they do matters. I have been fortunate to have the support from the Portland Bead Society, and they are huge contributors to us. For the past 3 years, we've had grant money from them, and it has been very welcome so that we can keep supplies in these young men's hands that they can use to make things. We have sold some of their beadwork at a couple venues. One was the Portland Bead Society's Bead Bazaar, which is held every November, the first weekend in November, at Montgomery Park, and we did pretty well. We meet once a week down here at McLaren on Sunday afternoons, and it's really a highlight for me. I am so joyful to be here. These young men just lift my spirits, and I want to make a difference in their lives if I can.
Hello, everybody there. Listen today. This is Ezekiel coming from McLaren Community Voice. I'm here with one of the youth who is involved in the Native Beading Program here at McLaren. So, Fernando, what do you like about this group, and what are the benefits you think it is to the youth here on campus?
I use this group as a type of meditation. It calms me down, you know, gets me away from the unit and all the negativity and stuff. So it's really relaxing to me, and a lot of the other youth experience the same relaxation while they're at this group.
Can you tell us about the type of jewelry you make, earrings, necklaces, bracelets?
I do a lot of bead work, like portraits and stuff like that. I don't really focus on jewelry, but more bigger pieces with seed beads. Like I go onto a website online and look up beading portraits. I just print off the portrait and I start using seed beads, usually size 10, and just start working from there.
Are you guys allowed to sell any of the merchandise to get, I don't know, money on your books? And where does that money go to, and who helps you guys in that process?
Yeah, we sell our work and stuff like that. Like sometimes we have beading expos, we sell our work there, or to youth around campus. They fill out a trust disbursement and the money gets put onto our books, or some of the money gets put back into the program. So it can go either way.
Thank you, Fernando, for telling us about that. This is Zika Cone from McLaren Community Voice.
I'm here with Mitchell. What would your favorite thing have to be?
Either chokers or medicine bags.
I have seen some of your chokers. They're pretty nice. Can you elaborate to our audience and explain how they are done?
Well, you take three strands of sinew and you tie a leather strap onto the end. You lace the sinew through the beads in a certain design or a particular way that you feel fits the choker that you're making and the mood that you're in. And you pretty much put spacers in them, different color beads, and then you get to the center where you make a centerpiece, which is what the choker really represents. And once you put that centerpiece on, you gotta take great care in keeping it center. And you always put one flaw in the choker to allow the evil spirits to escape.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Hi, Mom.
Hello, everybody. You're listening today on KBOO. This is Ezekiel coming from McLaren Community Voice. I'm here with one of the participants in the Native Beading Group at McLaren. So, Simone, what do you like to do in the group?
Well, I do bracelets, beads, do earrings. We do a lot of kind of things. It's pretty amazing. Things that you learn in jail. I don't think I would do this if I was out right now in the community. But now the benefit I get out of this is happiness. Pretty cool.
So it sounds is more a relaxing thing for you to do.
Yes.
What type of jewelry do you make? Like the bracelets, like Peo stitch, or can you get more detail about that and the type of beads you use and the material?
Yeah, well, I use Delicas, Japanese, all 11s, one size, because it's easier and faster. You do a one drop or a two drop, three drop, and it's faster and easier. You can make animal skin designs, football teams, Seattle, Oregon, San Francisco. Anything can be made by hand.
What is your favorite to make?
Honestly, I don't got a favorite. It's a good question. I like to make anything that's kind of difficult because it's more motivation.
Well, thank you, Simon.
I'm here with Ricardo. And would you be able to tell us what you are making right now?
I'm trying to make a moccasin right now.
Is this your first time making a moccasin?
Yeah, it is.
How are you liking it so far?
It's a new thing, trying out some new stuff right now.
I understand that you do a lot of beading, too. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I do two-bead coyote stitching, two-drop.
Is that harder than one-drop?
No, it's easier.
This is Casey here with Pavel, talking about the culture of beading. Tell us about your culture and if they have any beading.
Well, my culture, I'm from Uzbekistan, so Uzbeks, they do have a beading. It's usually around tubiteka. That's like a little hat that they wear. The beaded is the ones that's usually for females. And they also wear the cultural dresses that has that. Really similar to Native American. It just doesn't have any animals resemblance or none of that. It has more of a Muslim designs. Like you see on a lot of the domes of the play churches of the Muslim world.
What beading do you prefer to do? If somebody gave you a question of Native beading, your home beading, or Chinese beading, which one would it have to be?
Honestly, I don't think I do any of those specifically. I do combination of all. I do wall hangings like Tree of Lives. I do them in the pendant. I work with wire. I do peyote stitch and brick stitch beading. Right now I'm working on peyote stitch, wrapping around a little feather. I'm planning to do it, make it into earrings.
Looking at your portfolio and I saw some of your other work. Tell us about that tree that you beat in.
The wall hanging tree?
Yes, sir.
So the wall hanging tree is, I got this ring of a quarter of the inch of rod out of metal. So I made a ring out of it, and then I used some of the wires from wire feet and other bronze wires, not a typical beading wires. And it was actually tough because it was hard to bend. But and I used big round beads to create the trees. So I bend them together for the stem, and then I did the roots. Then I started doing the branches, and what I did, I took the wire feet and I went through beads twice, so it made a loop, so it made it look more dense in the tree, so it actually made it look cool.
So I have seen this, and it really does look beautiful. What is your favorite part of your work that you do? I know you've done anything from welding to woodworking, beading. What would you have to say is your favorite?
My favorite thing is after you finish, you're done, and you accomplish, that it lights up somebody else's day, that you give it as a gift or even sell it because for a cheaper price than they would usually get, and make people happy and smile. That's just pays. Even most of the time I give stuff away for donations just to get that good feeling of I'm doing something to help somebody else to have a good day.
You have been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Thank you to Kathleen Fullerton. Thank you to our engineers, Danielle and Michael. Good night.
Portland School Board elections are May 19th. What are the candidates saying?
My name is Emma Russick-Williams, and I am running for Zone 2. I believe every child deserves a fair chance at success, and that begins with a solid education. It's time to recommit ourselves to education. Our community and economy depends on it.
Tune into KBOO April 27th through the 30th at 5:45 for special school board election coverage.